Now, the Galway Film Flat is well and truly underway in Galway this week. There's great buzz about the place. Peter Coonan, who you will know from other things, including as Fran in Love Hate, he's on the line because he's going to be starring in a new feature film called Get Up and Go that's going to have its world premiere at the Galway Film Flat this Thursday. Peter Coonan, good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. How are you?
How's it all going? I mean, apart from the movie thing, we'll get into that in a second, but you and Kim had a baby.
Yes, we did, yeah. Yeah, baby Beth. So that's all going well at the moment, yeah.
Are you coping? Go on.
We're starting to get more sleep, and I think she's starting to get more used to the world. So we've been getting kind of seven hours sleep. She's sleeping 7 hours in a row from about 10 to 6, or 10 to like 10 to 5 and 6 kind of thing, and then the feed, and then back in for about two and a half hours, because so we're quite lucky at the moment.
Not bad at all. And is your mind blown by the whole thing?
Yeah, it's quite an eye-opener, but it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. No wonder everyone adores their parents, you know? You go from this little thing just needing so much of attention from your parents, and then you grow up and you adore them. So I understand that now more, you know?
Yeah, good. Well, congratulations to you and Kim, and good luck with it all. But let's talk about Get Up and Go. Tell us a little bit about the film. What can we expect, Peter?
It's a film about two guys, two best friends, myself and Killian's characters. It's a film about 20-somethings. These two guys have had dreams of making it in one in the music world and one in the comedy world. And it's basically just about a day in their lives and the normal everyday relationships that they get involved in, the problems of life where you haven't succeeded to the level that you thought you would and that you have to come to a realization, and also then the certain relationships like with girls and your family and certain things like that, mm-hmm. and then aspiration of going to London and living there and the bright lights of London, and that's about as much as I can tell you for the moment.
Yeah, no, and it sounds like it's engaging. It's quite dramatic. Is it bleak or is it upbeat?
No, it's quite upbeat. It's there's definitely comedic elements in there, but it is a drama. It's a drama at the heart of it. But it was great. It was a great experience to kind of get into a different role. For myself, anyway, to play something far removed from Fran and something more closer to what I would be dealing with, but still different again. So yeah. I think that was my big pull to do the film, and working with Brendan and Killian was great.
Killian being, of course, Killian Scott, as we know from
Tom.
Who's Brendan?
Brendan Grant is a director.
Ah, very good, okay.
Yeah.
And he's involved too. And you've got some pretty interesting musical lineup. You've got David Kitt and Mick Pyro and from Republic of Loose. But also you've got Peter Coonan, who will be singing on this. So you, Peter, I haven't heard you sing. I've been in your company. You're a great, great company of a night, but I haven't heard you singing.
It was quite daunting. I had to kind of learn guitar in a short space of time. It was only two songs that were written by Mick, and Mick taught me some tunes, and I had to sing them on the film. Now, it was quite daunting. It was definitely the hardest thing I had to do was sing live, because we had to do ADR and then I had to sing it again. God, I don't know how many times I sang it in the ADR, but hopefully it comes out okay.
And were you nervous about singing at all for the cinema going public, or were you nervous about singing in front of the crew?
I was just nervous about getting it right and not looking like a fool. But it turned out okay. It turned out okay. I was happy enough.
I tell you, I'm looking forward to seeing you in Borstal. But I'm not the greatest theatre goer, but I did go when I was younger, and I remember seeing Neil Tobin in the Gaiety doing it. I mean, that was considered to be the definitive, wasn't it? You're up next. I thought it was inspired by the casting. I think it would really suit you.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's great. It's a brilliant play that hasn't been done for a while now. I know it was done a good, 1,000 times, I think, that Neil Tobin did it. But I'm really looking forward to it. And Gary Lydon as well, who is, if you've ever seen pictures of Gary, he is...
He's a perfect fit for it, yeah.
Spitting image, yeah. So it's going to be daunting. You know, we start rehearsals in August, and we've got about 4 weeks and then a 7-week run. So And it's quite. I mean, I'm on stage for most of the play, so it's going to be. It's going to be great. Demanding. It's going to be very interesting. Yeah, it's going to be demanding, but sure, that's what you want to be doing, I suppose.
It also gets you away from the child for a while and consistently as well, which is probably no harm.
Yeah, it's difficult. I've started to do it the last 2 weeks with a new job, and you get used to it, like, you know, being at home all the time. And then when you come back, you kind of go, God, it feels like I've been away for days, you know. But, yeah, so looking forward to get up and go, though, you know, because it's on this Thursday in Galway, and then it gets a nationwide release later in the year. So hopefully people like it.
Well, look, I'm going to go and see it, and I won't be in Galway for it, but as soon as it comes out, I'll be straight in to see it, and then I'll let you know whether I like it or not. I'm sure you'll be dying to find out. But, Peter, in the meantime, enjoy your summer, won't you? And good luck with everything, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Ryan. Cheers.